The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back. As we head into hour two, we always do so with our Congressman David Schweikert. We have some callers on hold. Stay with us, folks. We'll get to you shortly. David, how are you, sir?
Oh, fine. And forgive me if it sounds a bit odd. I'm wandering through a neighborhood somewhere in Indiana trying to find a restaurant that, as you know, we're Ways and Means Committee members are here for the funeral. Uh-huh. The woman I sat next to, Jackie Leworski, for years, died last week in a car crash.
Yeah, this day last week, I think you announced it on our show.
Exactly. And it happened just a little before.
Our sympathies, of course, to you and the families, if you can communicate them. David, thank you for updating us. Thanks for being there. I'd like to walk through with you a couple things that you've been up and about on Twitter. But before I do, any initial thoughts or anything differently you're thinking based on what we've seen out of the Mar-a-Lago news story? Do you have any initial thoughts?
You know, my problem is I only know substantially what you've seen in the press.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we had a conference call in regards to what was going on. And, there's all sorts of speculations until we start to see the warrants and what they release. But I think almost at any level, it's outrageous.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just, because you look like a banana republic, a third world country, when you have things like this going on. And understand, at the same time, one of my friends and Scott Perry, a member who, has two little girls, like I have my little girl who were thrown off the floor last year. That's the Scott Perry. They grabbed his phone and took it from him.
Yeah.
And apparently downloaded the data off of his phone.
Yeah.
So, but this is important because you and I've talked about this for a couple of years. Our base does not understand. If you're particularly a conservative in Washington, D.C., you will be destroyed.
Yeah.
They're coming after you. They're going to try to use up your money. They're going to try to, probably one-third of the folks you would call conservative have some type of investigation going on them. And
that's
this is the nature of being in Washington.
Yeah. No, that's interesting. Well, we'll learn more. We'll keep close with you. And I'm looking forward to you guys taking back the majority and doing a lot of investigating.
Oh,
yeah, a lot.
For everyone listening, understand, one of the great powers, yes, the Democrats will still control the White House and they may still control the Senate. But the Founding Fathers gave us two particular things for the House of Representatives. The power of the first and the power of oversight, which means investigation.
Yep.
If you want to get under the hood and understand what's actually been going on and have professional investigators expose the bad act, you've got to control the House.
Yep. Yep, that's right. The power of the purse, folks. Don't forget that. They can defund things, too, as much as fund them, which is the business Republicans should be in. David, talk to me about this 8.5% inflation number. What does that say to you? What is that telling you we now know?
Look, I've been completely befuddled on how many people were excited saying, oh, the top number came down a few ticks.
That's what I was. I was befuddled, too.
And the core number was the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and if you do an adjustment for energy and some food, the function was no change. That's not a good thing when you consider where interest rates are, where we're actually starting to see some softness. You are also starting to see some breakage, is the best thing I can say, in some of the labor market. We're starting to see...
Well, you put it on Twitter that you can believe the government or your own two eyes. I just saw a poll from NFIB. The small business owners in America are very worried. They are not buoyed by this number.
But if I need to geek out with you a little bit.
Sure.
Wage growth has slowed down.
Yeah.
that's actually your first sign that something's really going on there. The problem with that is inflation is still very, very high.
Yeah.
So that gap of people getting poorer continues to expand.
One of the things that the that I think a lot of our listeners have been really concerned about, and this is up your alley too, and I learned something from you. I did not know this with regard to the increasing where they are doing more hiring at the IRS, I guess. That's one place where
well,
they are
not
doing.
Not yet. The bill isn't passed.
Yeah.
But as you saw, Nancy Pelosi pulled a fast one a couple of days ago
yeah.
by extending the rule on proxy voting.
Right.
So even though she has some members who are out traveling and gone, they're going to be able to vote without showing up.
Yeah.
And so on Friday, we're going to have that Senate package
right.
that has the stunning number of new IRS agents. And at some point, I'd love to talk to the with you about the economics of a bill like this
yeah.
and how it demonstrates the just the different philosophies between the right and the left.
Let's do that when we have a little more time, maybe next week, if we can. I'm going to make a note of it. But I learned something from something you said. I did not know this. Low-income households are much more likely to be audited than anyone else. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now, a lot of that is actually because the earned income tax credit.
Right.
If you take households that are functionally under $50,000, the number of them that actually receive cash back or are paid. So, hey, you only made this much. We send you money. Think of it as almost the negative income tax concept.
Yep. Yep.
And that's what the earned income tax credit is. The problem is we have massive fraud in the earned income tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a problem for years. It's one of the things that goes on. Next time you're driving through certain neighborhoods and you see all these signs, say, we'll help you file your taxes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
A lot of times that scam is set up for people to be able to file to get the earned income tax credit.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes the tax preparers are forwarding you a little bit of the money and collecting the tax credit themselves. So So there's a reason why that number exists, but the model that this many new IRS agents, they're coming after the middle class.
Yeah.
You know, the high income earners functionally have professionals, they have lawyers, they have, you know, it's a complete fraud that somehow they magically escape audit.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. Well, let me do this. Let's have that longer discussion next week, and I'll let you get on to your funeral duties with Jackie Walorski's family. Do send our very best from Phoenix and from your district, David, and thank you.
This
betcha.
It's going to be a sad one.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
But here are two things important touch the soul. Thank you for being part of it, David. You betcha.
All right, take care,
all right brother. Bye. Thank you very much.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.